31-28, Rock Ridge wins over Peoria Notre Dame. Talking with Rock Ridge Rocket head coach Jordan Harris. So, Coach Harris, you like coaching high school basketball yet?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I like it. It's pretty fun.
What a night tonight. You know, two back-to-back just classic postseason games. You pull it out tonight, 31-28. You know, before we get into the specifics of the the game tonight, just another great environment. And this is what interscholastic athletics is all about. So just a little bit about that tonight.
Oh, yeah. So I've coached at, obviously, college. Never coached in professional levels, but got some professional class, stuff like that. I've done junior high, done AAU from fourth grade all the way through 17, boys and girls. Nothing equates to how I felt after this game right here, man. Nothing equates. I've played, coaching national championships, played in big AAU tournaments, big time high school games. Nothing equates to how I'm feeling right now and how happy I am for these boys.
So we talked to Carson Clemmie kind of right after the final shot didn't go in for Notre Dame, and one of the things he said I thought was pretty funny, he said, this is probably the worst shape I've been in a basketball season, but he still comes through tonight. You know, we talk about him all the time. I know you said earlier in the season he has like that old man game where he, you know, guards a 6'9 kid who's going to play Division I basketball next year, holds him to 4 points all in the first quarter, and then on the biggest possession of the season takes an offensive foul on him. What a performance from him tonight. Got to be really proud of a kid I know that you've worked with a lot in your time.
He's unreal. he's a short, chubby, white kid, unathletic, super smart. I always say his brain is bigger than his belly. I love that kid, man. I mean, he just do what he asks. And he tries really, really hard. And then on top of it, he gets a lot of good karma because he's just a really good kid.
So what do you think were the keys for him tonight defensively shutting him down? I mean, he, like I said, 4 points. One of them, I think, was on a rebound putback. So really, he's got 2 points scored on him, you know. What was he doing so well defensively against Dillon that just didn't give him anything to take tonight?
Well, first off, freaking Brian Heath. He had to guard Brian Heath all week in practice.
I had to do that in high school. That wasn't very fun.
Shout out to Brian for going to watch Owen's film and literally replicating exactly how he plays. So, I mean, he just did a really good job of understanding what he likes to do, his right to left, his left hang. He catches it deep. He'll pound it at you, and he'll stun at you, try to get you to back up, and he'll rise up and fire. So they did a really good job of studying and knowing what to take away. So
you win this game tonight 31-28. Obviously kind of struggle offensively for both teams, you know, and there was a stretch, I think it was early in the third quarter, where you had like 5 or 6 wide open threes in like a 2-minute stretch and went 0-for-6.
That won't happen again.
Right.
I guarantee it.
You get two huge threes in the fourth quarter from Kunico and Wheatley. You don't have it going offensively tonight, but you know, even though the kids keep seeing the shots rim out.
I don't got our stats.
I think it was 5 of 14 late. I think you finished like 7 or 8 of 18. I didn't total them up yet, but you know, you knocked down a couple in the fourth quarter, but those perimeter shots, they rimmed out all night. Keep shooting, two go in the fourth quarter. Just a little bit about, you know, I guess the persistence to keep shooting, they finally fall through.
That's our mentality. We keep attacking you on offense. We keep taking shots that are available. We don't pass up. We're not scared. And defensively, we just keep coming at you, plain and simple.
So, yeah, it was 7 of 18 from the free throw line tonight. I just calculated up. And, you know, you play a team like Notre Dame who is really, really good. And to go 7 of 18 from the line and still win, I mean, that's a great job defensively tonight, and we talked about it with you a little bit. I know pregame today and postgame, John talked with you Friday. You know, this program, it just finds a way to win, and you did that again tonight. You trailed by 4 entering the fourth, and you go on to win 31-28. So just about your kids tonight who once again find another way to win a classic postseason game.
Defense wins championships.
Amen.
I love you guys, too. Yeah, and then as we
wrap up with you, one more thing. Obviously, another really good team you're going to be playing Friday, either Peoria Emanuel or Macomb. So just you turn the focus there. But how exciting, you know, Friday night you're going to walk into this gym, 16 teams left in the state. The Rockets are one of them. Pretty big-time stuff.
Would I be cocky or confident if I said I didn't expect it?
I expected it too, man. Even in the fourth down 4, I thought the Rockets ain't losing tonight, and they didn't.
Sir.
So, Coach Harris, way to go, man. We get at least one more night together Friday. Excited to be back in Canton.
The fight to stay alive.
All right, man. We'll see you Friday night. Nice
Appreciate
going tonight.
You guys.